Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've been talking about income and wealth inequality and the fact that the MAGA tax plan and budget reconciliation bill will, no questions, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, hurt the middle class, hurt working poor, and create windfall unneeded benefits for the richiest among us. I'm talking about 100 millionaires, billionaires, and the mega corporations. Join our discussion, 855-752-4842. I think everybody should start wearing a button that says 51 trillion so that people ask you, what is that? And you tell them 51 trillion. Oh, that's the amount of wealth that the 1% has stolen from the middle class over the last 45 years. Just tell them. That's the jumping off point. You want to talk about it today? How much of total U.S. wealth does the top 1% hold? Slightly over 30%. And it's been going up over 50 years. So show me how the trickle down is working again, right? Like it doesn't work. They can't point to any study that shows that it does. The bottom 50% of us, while the top 1% has over 30% of this nation's wealth, the bottom 50% of us has 2.5. Let's make this easy for you. Top 1%, over 30. Remember the 3, 3, 0, greater than 30. Bottom 50%, less than 3. Are we jotting this stuff down? All right, let's take the middle chunk, Maggie. The 50th to 90th percentile, you know, the middle class. We have the same amount, the 30%, as the top 1%. And Donald Trump isn't governing for anyone in the middle class. He's governing to distract you with the culture war nonsense, so that you do not pay attention to the enormous hand of the ultra wealthy in your family's pocketbook, stealing your children's future. Say no. Call your congresspeople every day. Say no. Take to the streets. Protest. Let's be heard. Millions of kids will go hungry if they pass this. Tens of millions of Americans, at least 9 million by most estimates, will completely lose their insurance. Others will lose critical access to health care if they can get it at all. And from Chippewa Falls, thanks for your patience. What do you got for us?
Yeah. Hi, Maggie. I think people are starting to wake up here because there was some type of event where it was a Republican event and they were saying, tax the rich, tax the rich.
I love it.
So I think people are starting to wake up, but I love the button idea and I love the guy that said about the 5 calls, I actually did download that.
Fabulous.
I think that's also excellent. They also have a script that you can just read whatever you want to say.
I love it. So, you know what, Ann? You're giving me some ideas here. First of all, I got to call whoever makes our products. We're going to make some buttons. It's going to save $51 trillion so that we can stay. I'll work on it. I'll let you know when they're available at the Civic Media website. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a call script together. Because what I don't want any one of you listening to be unarmed to respond to is the like, oh, well, it trickles up. No, it does. Just shout at them. No. $50 trillion, that's not, excuse me, trickling down. No, it trickles up. That's the $51 trillion. That's 1% having 30% of all U.S. wealth. Mega corporations and the ultra wealthy do not need tax cuts. It's that simple. Tax the rich, tax the mega corporation. Tax incentives for small businesses. Why are we taxing people's income if they earn $40,000 or less? A dollar of that as income. Why? That's the least amount that you can earn in this country on average to not starve to death, access healthcare, have a roof over your head, and get to work every day. It's $40,000. If these are our values, if we're saying we value work, we want to reward people to work, why does your tax system tax a dollar earned from work about three times the rate at which you tax a dollar earned from wealth? Ask your Republican representatives that. Why do we tax work more than wealth? Huh? Gizmo, this is Maggie Dawn Show. Say hello and what you got for us? Are you there, friend? It's me, Margaret. Gizmo, are you there? All right, moving on. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Hello, my friend. How are you? Say hello.
Hello. I'd say it hasn't just trickled up. I'd say it gushed up. Because David Stockman has even come out and said it doesn't work. Trickle does not work. The guy who invented the whole thing, you know, to give to Ronald Reagan, it simply does not work. I mean, I've used this analogy before, but I mean, it's like the two starveling children underneath the Ghost of Christmas.
Yes.
The Ghost of Christmas Present, the two starveling children, ignorance and want. I mean, the Republicans have ignored want and they've embraced ignorance and they've forgotten that upon that ignorance as well as written doom. I mean, the founders warned against aristocracy. I mean, they did not want us to have an aristocracy in this country, and that's what we have right now, is an aristocracy of wealth. And not only is it, you know, that they have the wealth, they also have the privilege that wealth has bought.
That attends to it. The access, the privilege, we have a two-tiered system, one for all of us, one for the wealthiest among us. This is not how it has to be. We can do better. $51 trillion, the amount of wealth that the top 1% has stolen from the middle class over the last 45 years. Remember it. Repeat it. We will be dropping all of my sources for today's episode in our show notes. You can find that at civicmedia.us. Come back with us. We got Richard Trent of Main Street Alliance talking about the tariff terror on Main Street and your small businesses. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.